40 Days of Words. Where's the fountain? Proverbs 10, verse 11. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. Hi, this is Jim Brown. How are you at growing things? My wife and I have a little veggie garden planter box that is growing things. We built the box a couple of months ago, put in the planting soil, then the seedlings. Gave it some sun and water, and voila! Tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, cilantro, and more. It's fun seeing things come to life and to grow. Have you ever helped something grow? I suspect you have. Maybe a puppy, an indoor plant, fish in an aquarium, something. Maybe even more important than veggies or a puppy, perhaps a baby? Jesus came to earth because God cared about us. We are His creation, His people. In the story of creation, people were His crowning achievement. Only we are made in God's image. Not the animals, or the waterfalls, or the stars, or the ocean, or the fish. Only people. Look around you. There are people everywhere. They are all cherished by God, and Jesus came to earth to provide a way for them to have eternal life. But many today, it seems to me, are unhappy, stressed, depressed, angry, worried, fearful, or a combination. The past couple of years have been extraordinary, and the future is more uncertain than it seems to have been at any time in most of our lifetimes. Now, here comes our verse. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. You and I have the power in our mouths to be like a fountain of life to people who are struggling, to people who are thirsty, if you would. We can help them have life and to be encouraged and recharged to face tomorrow. Ask the Lord to help you to be a fountain of life to someone you know or someone new you meet by using your mouth, your words to uplift them. My prayer, Lord, I know there are hurting people everywhere. Help me to see them and then to help them with the words I say that'll uplift them and bring refreshment like a fountain of life. Amen.